If people don't like it, then go fucking fuck their fucking self.
February 24th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, Dead Cult Babies, plus Lady Gaga is finally ready to whip her dick out, and an elderly dragon beatdown. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Timothy Blotchy Pubes Henson, this is the Distorted View Show. Just another reason to sign up for the sideshow. You guys learned all about my pubic grooming habits and mishaps on yesterday's extended show. What a disaster. Someone tweeted that my embarrassment makes their day. So glad my misfortune pleases you. I have got a great show for you today. You know, I just got an email from PK of PK and J saying that Patrick Melton of Nobody Likes Onions is going to be playing the Funny Bone today, tonight at 7:30 for any of you Columbus freaks. So go out there and support him. I'm going to try to get out there myself if I have a fucking car, specifically a way to get in my car since I lost my keys. We'll see how it all plays out. I talked about all this on the sideshow. I don't want to relive it. I do have a great show for you today. Now, Surly called into the voicemail line yesterday and was talking about some radio show that featured an unsavory. So here's the deal, a little background for you. The Moth is a public radio show. It's also a podcast featuring storytellers.
Welcome to the Moth Podcast. Thank you. I'm Dan Kennedy, and the Moth features true stories told live without notes. All stories from the podcast are taken from our ongoing storytelling series in New York, Los Angeles, and from our tour shows across the country.
I don't understand why they haven't asked me. I can do a 15-minute chunk on my pubic hair.
Visit themoth.org.
Entertaining. Yes, everyone check out themoth.org. I'm sure it's full of great storytellers.
The story you're about to hear by Janice Bartley was recorded live at the Moth main stage in 2008. The theme of the night was New York stories, and
all right, you get the idea. Now listen, at no point in this introduction is there any indication that we're dealing with an unsavory. So when you hear this, I mean, you're kind of shocked, right? Why didn't they? I mean, it's so glaringly obvious that we're dealing with someone who's different. Why not mention it in the intro? Like, word of warning. You don't have to say warning, but we've got a window licker going to tell a story. She has, you know, whatever the hell's wrong with her. And, you know, I mean, give us a heads up.
Hey.
How the can anyone understand that? How are you, maybe? That those were not words. There is no way is a word. Yet someone has cracked the code and can speak retardanese.
I live in the Bronx, New York.
That is what begingu means.
I live in the Bronx, New York.
So she's got a translator here, right? No one can understand when the retard speaks, so they have to have a translator. Why not just have the translator tell the story? The retard can write it out, and you know, she doesn't even have to be on stage. What?
This is my friend Alex, and she's going to help me tell my story to you tonight.
Yes, thank God for Alex. Although it would be great if there was no translator on stage, and she just spent 20 minutes saying, it would just make the crowd incredibly uncomfortable because you can't get up and walk away from, you know, a mentally handicapped person spilling their guts. You're just a dick then, right? So you have to sort of sit there. Oh, yeah. Befurnifov. Yes. Fergerferg. I cannot interpret the grunts coming out of her mouth. I want to go home so bad. Befurnifov. Jerkerp. Jerkerp. All right.
All right. I will be here.
Now again, I just have to mention, why didn't the dude at the beginning sort of explain? I don't know who she is, what group she's a part of, why is she on stage, what makes her a good storyteller, what the hell is wrong with her mouth?
I want people to see me as a bright, intelligent, and of course, a sexy woman.
That's right. You go, girl. Don't let your disability stop you. Oh, this fucking feel-goodery. It's making me angry. Politically correct bullshit. Like, get off the stage. Get someone who can make the proper sounds for vowels come out of their mouth. Makes sense.
My boat. We need to
My boat went to Yankee camp?
My boat.
My boat.
We Yankee camp.
Yankee camp.
My story is about my first real relationship.
Okay, I was close. Yankee camp relationship. I should actually save a large portion of her speech, and then we could make it into a game. You guys could call in. I'll play a clip of her speaking, and you have to try to decipher it. I might do that for the upcoming live shows.
My story is about my first real relationship.
Yay.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know if she's mentally retarded or if it's just a speech thing. I need to know how I should properly make fun of her.
No. Even... Your grandma.
Oh, something about her grandma?
Your grandma.
She ate her grandma, I think.
In New Yankee.
In New Yankee? Everything she says sounds like Yankee to me.
In New Yankee.
But maybe New Jersey?
It was in the summer in New Jersey.
Yes! They call me the Tard Whisperer.
In New Yankee.
Yes.
It was in the summer in New Jersey.
All right, let's just play a little more here. I don't want to play too much. I mean, this is, another person's podcast or whatever. You can all check it out at themoth.org. Not everyone featured is, a retarded speaker, although I would subscribe then, definitely. But I'm sure there's some real good speakers.
At a camp called Camp Oakhurst.
Okay. Oh my god, I don't even know where to start.
I used to go there to
school. Wait, I want to try to decipher this last part here.
I got
an STD.
I used to go there to swim and do activities.
Oh. I went there to swim, and I got some STDs. All right, so everyone check out the Moth podcast over there at themoth.org. And Surly, thank you so much for that great link. Moving on, have you guys heard of bejazzling? It's basically bedazzling your cunt. Yeah, that's right. That's how we roll here on Distorted View. We can move right from intellectual NPR bullshit to glue and bling on your pussy lips. It's the power of Jagoo. All right, so yes, vajazzling is a relatively new concept in vaginal adornment. I got a link here from TV listener Chickadee all about the practice. The website theluxuryspot.com chronicles one girl's little adventure getting her pussy adorned with jewels. Basically, she says it's a two-step process where the first part involves waxing and getting your pussy prepped, and then the crystals go on. Before any crystallization occurs, she says, the entire region gets waxed. Then the crystals are applied. Now, they come, I guess, in preformed sheets, and there's like a clear adhesive. So they just, you know, slap this thing on your pussy, and then you have a pretty little design. Now, if you want more complex designs, individual crystals can be applied, you know, with tweezers and stuff. So, you know, if you want your bacon hole to look like the back of a 15-year-old black girl's cell phone, vajazzling could be for you. By the way, the adhesive is only guaranteed for, like, what, 5 days? So this is not a permanent procedure by any stretch of the imagination. There you go, vajazzling. Finally, before we get into the news today, Sam emailed me another cream pie video. This is not so much a cream pie surprise. This is an expected cream pie. As a matter of fact, the bitch's name in this film is Cream Pie Kathy. She is very busy getting nailed by two guys at once, a black guy blowing his wad in her asshole, and a white dude in her pussy. Now, the black guy blows his wad in her ass, right? Then she squeezes it out, and the cum is dribbling out of her hole onto the white guy's penis, who is continuing to fuck her in her pussy. And that's a little gay, if you ask me. He's basically using the black man's cum as lube now. Anyways, they ask some other chick who's in on the scene to lick up the cum that is dribbling out of Cream Pie Kathy's ass and onto the white dick. Her reaction is less than enthusiastic.
Oh, you want me to lick out of her ass?
Yes.
Come on, dude.
Yes.
Oh.
What the hell?
Oh, you want me?
Yes.
Come on, dude.
Yes.
Nasty.
Oh, it's nasty.
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 Shh. I love. Shh. Yeah, this is all on camera.
It's nasty.
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 Shh. Man, act professional. Just lick the cum that's dribbling out of Kathy's asshole. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yes, if you're not a member of the Sideshow, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Yesterday, we posted an extended show. On Monday, we did an extended show. And today, I've got a video cast. Oh, and tomorrow's program is going to be Sideshow exclusive. How about that? You've got to sign up. I command you to sign up. Yeah, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, creepy old man beat the shit out of a child. Are you in? I am. Yes, as Margaret Thatcher's most loyal attack dog, Norman Tebbit was renowned for savaging political enemies. It seems he's lost none of that fighting spirit. The 78-year-old was so upset by the noise, old people and their noise, caused by a Chinese New Year celebration, get off my lawn, you dragon, near his home that he ran 100 yards down the street, grabbed a drum that someone was banging, and planted a kick on the backside of a dancing dragon. Without realizing, a boy was inside. Restaurant owner Patrick Chung, who organized the street celebration, said a drum was being beaten outside my restaurant as part of a Chinese New Year celebration, but Lord Tebbit arrived and stopped the drummer. He did not realize what was going on. He did kick the dragon. There was a child inside the costume, and he was kicking the dragon's bottom. He ran after the dragon. Come here! I'm not done with you yet. He ran after the dragon and kicked it. The child was upset. He did not know what was happening. This is how the next generation of Tim Hensons will be raised. This is what happens. Little toddlers are scared shitless by grumpy old near-deads, and they spend the rest of their life plotting the systematic killing of anyone over 65. Brilliant. All right, so back to the story here. The child was upset. He didn't know what was happening. Another witness said the old man came running towards the dragon on the parade. Old man shuffle. He grabbed the drum and cymbal being played and then started violently kicking the dragon itself. I love how the old guy was pissed off about the noise level. Meanwhile, you know he limped back home and promptly turned on the television full blast so he could enjoy his, you know, Matlock and Andy Rooney commentary. Whatever old people watch, 60 Minutes, Westerns, whatever. Gunsmoke is on. It's true. I've noticed old men love Westerns, right? And as we all know, geriatrics crank up the volume. And Westerns are the absolute worst to deal with at the highest volume. Because you got gunshots and Indians. And shitty music that always plays. My dad used to always, you know, my dad is into Westerns and stuff, and Sunday morning, I always remember, like, being woken up by Bonanza or something, Indian. That's my horse impression. So now, like, whenever I, hear Westerns in the background, it makes me think of, Sunday mornings. Weird. All right, second story we have for you today. Lady Gaga, okay, now we're getting into some real gay territory here. Lady Gaga is planning to wear a fake penis on the stage. Alrighty. The Bad Romance singer, who has been dogged by speculation she has had a sex change or has both sets of genitals. What a weird rumor. You know what I mean? Could you imagine, like, being a celebrity, working really hard at your music, and you finally break through? And the only thing people care about is what the hell is between your legs. They think you have a cunt and a penis. Love it. All right. Yes, the Bad Romance singer who has been dogged by speculation she has had a sex change or both sets of genitals can understand where rumors she is a hermaphrodite have come from and plans to embrace it and make fun of them in an artistic way. Yes. The first time a rubber penis will be used in an artistic way. The 23-year-old star said, I want to wear a dick strapped to my vagina. Mm-hmm. We all know that one of the biggest talking points of the year was that I have a dick, so why not give them what they want? She's a pleaser. I always carry myself on stage in a masculine way and sing in a low register. That is not of nowhere, right? That doesn't seem like that's the proper way to say what she's trying to say. I want to comment on that in a beautiful, artistic way. She is so fucking weird. I want to show it, and I want to call this piece Lady Gaga Dies Hard. Come on, come see me try to persuade everyone to let me wear a penis. I have nothing to add to this because it's just so weird. What the hell is she saying? Come on, come see me try to persuade everyone to let me wear a penis. The controversial star, who is well known for her outlandish stunts and outrageous outfits, also blasted contradictory attitudes to sexuality, which let men be more vocal about their conquests than women. She told, our friends over there at Q Magazine. They had very nice things to say about Distorted View. Does anyone have that issue? I lost my copy. I think it's like June of 2005 or 2006 or something. I don't even remember. Was Distorted View was one of the top five comedy podcasts? They were doing a whole podcast special. I don't know, but yeah, she told Q Magazine, When a guy says, oh, I fucked all these chicks this week, there's a high five and giggling. But when a woman does it, and it's publicized, or she's open about her sexuality, or she's free and liberated, it's, oh, she must have a dick. There's a threat. Okay, she's kind of funny. Final story we have for you today is actually a Distorted View update. This was sent in by Rachel. A baby who failed to say amen was starved by a cult. I don't remember this story. The leader of a U.S. religious cult was outraged when a one-year-old boy did not say amen before a meal and ordered her followers to deprive him of food and water until he died. Where's your God now? Three members of the now defunct cult, known as One Mind Ministries. Ooh, that does sound like a cult, doesn't it? One Mind Ministry. Hive Mind Ministries. Are on trial for murder in the death of Javon Thomas, who was around 16 months old when he died of... Poor 16... He's 16 months old and they starved him because he didn't say amen. They're monsters. Yes, he died of starvation and dehydration in early December 2006 or January 2007. After the boy died, the cult members prayed for his resurrection. How did that work out for you? No. Then destroyed all evidence of his death and stuffed his body in a suitcase, just like Jesus would have done, which they hid in a shed behind a home in Philadelphia. The cult members, Queen Antoinette, first name Queen, last name Antoinette, her daughter, Trevia Williams, holy mother of, is this like a black cult or something? These names seem pretty ethnic. Racist. I know. And Marcus A. Cobbs, 23, are representing themselves at trial. That's a brilliant idea. Antoinette declined to make an opening statement, while Williams and Cobbs just spoke in tongues or something. Sounded like the retard I played earlier. Williams, in a voice so quiet that jurors, prosecutors, and the judge strained to hear her. Williams suggested the prosecution's theory of the case was flawed. Pay attention to detail, she said. Don't lecture the jurors. Cobbs pledged that when the truth comes out, jurors would realize the defendants are all guilty and batshit fucking crazy. The truth shall set you free, he said. The jury of seven men and five women listened intently as Drake encountered how Javon's mother, Rhea Ramkison, was recruited into the cult and did nothing to stop her son from wasting away, even though she was distraught over his slow and agonizing death. All right, who the hell is Drake? I think I missed a whole section of this story. Oh, that's the Philadelphia Assistant State Attorney, Julie Drake. So, if you were wondering who that bitch was. The cult members lived together in a small apartment and were forced to abide by an increasingly strict set of rules, and Antoinette was leery of Javon. If she perceived a rebellious spirit, the kid is 18 months old. I'm leery of that toddler. Something ain't right about him. He's evil. If she perceived a rebellious spirit in someone, she would characterize it as demonic. The cult members did everything they could think of to make Javon say amen before Antoinette ordered them not to feed him until he did so. Ha ha! Take that, little baby. She later took the boy away from his mother and placed him in William's care. In full view of every member of the household, Javon wasted away, Drake said. If this little boy had ever had the capacity to say amen, he surely lost it. He could not say anything. He was too weak to speak. Ramkison prayed for days for Javon to be resurrected, and Antoinette told her it was her fault the boy did not come back to life. I guess Jesus just don't love you enough. Prosecutors are seeking a first-degree murder conviction for Antoinette, also known as Tony Sloan, and second-degree murder convictions for Williams and Cobb. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All righty, speak to me, freaks.
Hi, Timmy. This is Naughty Nipples. Okay, fuck, kill, marry.
Okay.
White dog.
All right. Fuck, kill, marry. White dog.
Mr. Miller.
White dog.
Or President Melissa.
Well, I gotta go, I think, with fuck Mrs. Miller. Because I want to hear what she sounds like when she's getting drilled. So that leaves what? Marry and kill. I would kill White Dog. No, I'd kill the cracky, President Melissa, and then marry White Dog. All right. Marrying a racist dog. Sure.
White Dog, Mrs. Miller, or President Melissa. Okay.
Mrs. Miller needs a cream pie.
Also, hearing about Joey and John getting laid made my dick get hard.
Yes. As a matter of fact, that's what they're doing right now. I just got done talking to John, and he went upstairs to get laid, I guess. So there you go. A little update for you. That's what's happening late night in the Henson household.
Hello, Timothy James Henson. This is the Dead Funny, and I got an observation.
Yes.
So many of your freaks are so unnerved by your relationship preference. I think it's because
it doesn't matter because I'm not getting laid by anyone. It should not concern you, people.
Sound like a typical cum guzzling careless fairy. It's because you sound like a dude. You sound like, you know, just one
a
of
guy,
their
man.
Buddies. And
yeah,
these guys, they don't want to think of like one of their buddies wanting to.
You one of my buddies?
Like,
you're part of the club.
Chest.
You're one of my buddies.
Why porno with big hairy bikers is a hell of a
lot. So what
more
you're saying is I should adopt an effeminate lisp.
Disturbing than, you know, skinny little.
And that way I won't freak other.
It probably reminds them of
guys
their
out.
Dads. And they don't want to think of their dads.
Oh,
you know, jerking cock.
Stop it! Stop it! You're being too silly. I've sprung a leak.
Hey Tim, this is Dustin from Maryland. My girlfriend's pissed off.
Why isn't there consistent volume in telephone calls? We have the technology. I know we do. There's got to be some sort of normalization feature the phone companies could adopt.
Because ridiculous. I just played her the Bader audio. Quite a few pieces of the Bader audio, and
I think I got kicked off of Bait World. I think they found out that I was using using those video clips to make fun of the Baiters on my program because my username and password no longer works. So I'm trying to re-sign up. We'll see if it works out.
She's been singing.
Might need you freaks to give me a username and password, please.
A big fucking penis for like the last hour. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's fucking hilarious.
Your girlfriend said that? That's creepy.
Yo, Tim.
Yes.
I just wanted to point out for the fight on the bus video you recently played.
Uh-huh.
If anyone wants to see it, I stumbled upon it accidentally, and the video is so awesome to see instead of just hearing your audio.
Yeah.
It's AC Transit Bus Fight. I am a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
I'm sure a lot of people have seen that. It's
all one word.
It's gone viral, baby.
And you have to sign in to view it because it's an over 18 thing. And beyond that, I also want to say I apparently looked at my phone history, and I guess I drunk called you and left you like a 2-minute-long message or something a while ago. Never heard it. Don't know what it was.
We should have a special drunk line because, you know, sometimes I'd like to hear a bunch of drunk freaks calling in slurring. Other times.
Okay, first of all, I play World of Warcraft. Okay?
Okay.
Cloud Song. I know this was covered.
Oh, my God.
But, no, it wasn't dropped in some shit. Okay? It was. Some guy put it up in an auction or a store-like setting. Some guy was like, oh, you know, dude, they're selling this. Oh, my God, it's so cheap. It's so cheap. Oh, my God, it's so cheap. And then some douchebag comes along because this dumbass is bragging about it and buys it up out from under him.
Oh.
And that's
why. Why didn't he just buy it first and then brag about it? Like, oh, my God, I got Cloud Song for 6, you know, rupees or whatever.
He was pissed off.
I don't know what the currency is in World of Warcraft. I guess gold and shit like that, right? Rupees were used in Legend of Zelda.
Oh, Timothy James Henson. I just got done watching the movie The Mist. The Mist is about how the government tries to open a window to a new world and it goes terribly wrong.
Of course. It always goes wrong.
It's hilarious. And I think this guy fails his life. He chose. Right? Well, there's 4 bullets. You see, and there's 5 of them. So he shoots. He's too.
I'm totally lost. I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Timmy.
Yes.
Hey, it's Jim S. Loyal to Sideshow
Hi,
Freak.
Hi, Jim S.
I wanted to tell you a quick story. this past weekend, my wife and I took the kids up to the
story being 2.5 minutes long. Jesus.
Boston Museum of Science. And, you know, we're going around doing the exhibits the way you want to do with the kids. And saw these two freaks, for lack of a better term. They're all dressed, you know, in the goth, you know, the black chains with 800, the black pants with 800 pockets.
Right.
Chains.
Maybe it was Godzilla.
You know, black shirt, you know, all that shit. So, all right, if that isn't bad enough, they're standing facing away from me, and each of them is wearing a fucking tail. A tail. Like one
so
had
they
a
were
racket.
Furry goths.
I think it was a girl. Had the raccoon tail.
There are so many reasons to hate those people.
I think it was a boy, taller, less round one, had a white furry tail.
Ugh.
I should email this picture to you.
Yes, please do. I'd appreciate it.
Hey, Tim, it's Hunter, the freak that's been listening for 6 years, and, you know, you ruined me. But I have a serious question.
That's fair.
On my iTunes, I know that I think the 1st and the 2nd of February were the days that you were moving.
Yeah.
However, it says on my sideshow that there's 2 episodes there, and I can't skip them. I emailed you, but I know that shit screws up all the time. So I suppose I'll listen to the show.
No one else has emailed me with a problem for those, so it's got to be on your end. Clear your cache. Try using a different web browser. I don't know. If you're using iTunes, try logging into the sideshow and get them that way. I don't know.
Hey, Tim. Very sideshow freak. Mr. Wolfington here. Just 2 things. One.
You're Mr. Wolfington?
Freak. Mr. Wolfington here. Just 2 things. One. In the extended show.
I think you'd sound like that.
Second. The tranny mentioned someone's username is Tifa. That's actually a character from a Final Fantasy game. And she's pretty white with giant kits.
Tifa is a white character? I don't believe that for a second.
And second, furries don't have to have a fursuit to fuck. Okay? Because fursuits run up about, I don't know, $2,000.
So wait a second. If you're a furry and you don't have a fursuit, I don't think you should be considered a furry. How are you any different than me? If you're, like, you fuck the same way, right?
Well, about 500, 600 for partial, so...
Partials.
Yeah, we don't have that kind of money just to fuck. So no, you don't have to have a fursuit to be a furry, and you don't have to have a fursuit to fuck as a furry.
I'm getting more and more confused by your weird-ass lifestyle. I really need to have an interview with these furries. Hey, for those of you people who want to do the interview, let's do it this week. We'll do it on Friday, so maybe tomorrow, Thursday, we can... you know, record it.
Hey, Tim. Spencer from Virginia here.
I like setting up all my interviews, like, on the air, so I don't actually have to communicate with people.
Like, other podcasts that we view, I listen to yours, one called The Smodcast, which is by filmmaker Kevin Smith.
Yes, I have heard of
Scott Mosier.
Way more listeners than me.
Really funny. I highly recommend that to anybody. And the second would be the Snidecast from TV's Dana Snyder, who voices Master Shake from Aqua Teen Hunger Force, and his friend Ken Palou.
I never heard
Not
of
as that. Funny, but still rather interesting. Anyways, that's it. Jiggyu.
Jiggyu to you. Let's do a couple more here.
Timothy James Henson.
Dan from Texas, of course. Yes, Dan from Texas.
You know, I was thinking, what should I do for Black History Month? Should I, get an extra dosing of DV and just listen to the same episodes over and over? Or could I do something a little different?
You could give me money.
Let's check out the movie.
Donate money to me and I will then funnel that to, I don't know, the NAACP or something.
Black Dynamite.
Maybe.
Have you heard about it? It's a pretty kick-ass idea.
Yes, I've heard of Black Dynamite.
Jagu, Timothy Jemez Henson. Cock Lobster reporting in with a $1 million idea.
Oh.
Are you familiar with those horrible, racist, homophobic comics that Christians use to convert people? You know,
yes,
tracks.
The Bible tracks, the chick, yeah.
Chick tracks or whatever they're called. Oh, I was thinking maybe the more artistically inclined.
I didn't know they were racist as well. Can someone direct me to a racist chick Bible track?
Could make freak tracks so we can convert some lost souls of our own.
That is quite possibly one of the greatest ideas I've heard of in a long time. We need to make a Distorted View track. and we could just leave them everywhere.
Love the show. Love you. I will marry you.
All right. Now we're
seriously,
talking.
Have a nice day. Later, Timmy.
Right. Finally, some offers for sex are coming in. Thank you. I know it's all sympathy related. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you at 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God. Oh, God.
My book. We.
Subscribe via iTunes. Very important. Rate us. Leave us a review. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. And if you're Sideshow Freaks, I will see you back tomorrow for the Thursday show. Otherwise, I'll see you back on Friday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. This one's for the freaks.